Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There has been movement. First of all, it's 8:47. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL. There's been movement on the consent decree as it relates to NOPD, I think. Michael Glasser, president of Pano, joins us now to help sort it out. How you doing, Mike?
Good morning, Tommy.
I should say Captain Glazer. You've been on a job how long now? 46 years?
I'm in year 49.
49 years. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to short shrift you there. Tell me about where do we stand with the consent decree now?
Well, we're waiting for the Fifth Circuit to rule on it, because what happened was the city filed a motion to get out of the consent decree. The DOJ opposed it a few months back, and then it was appealed to the Fifth Circuit. Meanwhile, the DOJ has now entered with the city into an agreement to end the consent decree. So what happens now is the judge has to wait for that ruling from the Fifth Circuit. If they agree with the city, then the consent decree is gone. If they don't agree with the city, then it gets remanded back to the judge. But now that the judge has agreed to get rid of it because of the joint motion, she'll get rid of it then. So it'll be gone. It's just a matter of exactly when.
How does that change things for your membership and for the officers on the street?
Well, let me say first and foremost, you know, the first thing to consider is the cost. We've spent probably close to $150 million over the course of the life expectancy of this consent decree. And right now the city is upside down. I've heard numbers anywhere from $60 million to $100 million overdrawn. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem. And this will help alleviate that cost just by not having to spend that kind of money for monitors and all of the intended oversight. However, what it means for the members is we don't have the degree of repetitive and redundant oversight, which means our labor goes down, being as that we're unfortunately short of labor, and it's not improving going forward. So it's less that we'll have to do to maintain what we already have, and that's going to be important. And for those people that I've heard and said, oh, well, the consent decree's gone, we're going to go back to the old ways, there are no old ways. Our operations manual now reflects the 490 paragraphs of the consent decree. So that's our rule. That's our operating rule. There is no old way. And most of the cops that are here now have been hired in the last 12 years have never been under anything but a consent decree. Mm-hmm. They don't know any other way. So they don't know what that means even. So for those people that are concerned that things are going to change, they're really not. What changes is the amount of labor we have to put into oversight that is repetitive and redundant and takes time away from us doing our job.
One thing I've heard former Chief Serpas talk about is, and especially as it relates to the new mayor, the correct number of officers. Do you have any idea what the correct number of officers is?
Well, you know, it's one of those things that depends on how you're considering it. We have on paper probably 850 or so officers on paper. What I mean by on paper is that we have a significant number of officers who are on either limited duty or out. They could be on military leave. They could be out recuperating from surgery. They could be waiting for disciplinary issues, any one of a variety of things that renders them unable to work the street, but they're still commissioned officers on paper. Once we remove that, we're probably a wee bit under 800 altogether.
Mm-hmm. So as far as what the proper number would be, a right number, a necessary number, how do you determine that?
Well, it depends. Again, that depends on how you look at it. Going back to 2010, we had almost 1,600 officers. going forward, we're now at 800. However, the superintendent, I've heard, feels that we could do well with 1,200. 1,200 at this point would be a welcome change from the 800. So we're still significantly down, and 1,200 is a long way off.
So when it comes to pursuing suspects, somebody texted in and chases, how does a consent decree affect that? Because I know Troop NOLA operates under different rules, right?
Or do they do. They're not under a consent decree, so they do whatever they think they need to do, and according to the rules of the state police. I don't see our pursuit policy changing dramatically. I think you may see some minor changes and whatnot, because you don't want to have a no pursuit policy. That's dangerous. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you can't be cavalier about it. It has to be strictly controlled and monitored. So I think you're going to see a few changes maybe, but nothing drastic.
One other thing I want to ask you, and I know you can't speak for the department here, but the perception to me is that carjackings are going up throughout your 49 years on the job. Is that a crime that's kind of cyclical in nature, almost, as far as your experience? I know you're not speaking for the department here, but just from your experience, or if you'd rather not weigh in, that's okay, too.
No, well, carjackings are like many other crimes. They are cyclic. You know, you'll see that there's national trends that go that way, and then there's local trends that go that way. We're doing relatively well with crime. Crime has gone down significantly from 2023 to 2024. And from 2024 to now, we're still maintaining a significant reduction. However, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see that start to reverse, because we have some problems. And the problems are, number one, we have not increased our personnel. Overtime is now going to be very, very, very slim based on that upside-down budget that I just mentioned. So we have some problems with that as well. And we're going to go to a new reporting system, which will probably count crime differently. So you may see a spike in numbers that way because of the way we count crime. It's a different national computer setup that the government tracks, and I think you're going to see a little uptick just by the numbers alone, by the way it's counted. So I think you're going to see crime go up a little bit going forward, but hopefully we'll try to maintain that reduction that we've enjoyed for the last 2 years.
Thank you, Captain. I appreciate your time. Be safe out there.
We'll do it. Thank you, Tommy.
You bet. Captain Michael Glasser, president of Pano, 853 and a half. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.